Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. 6:10 in the morning. You are commercial free all day today. And we have more sold out We Can't Survive tickets that we got to hook you up with this morning. So stay tuned for that. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Angel up in the phone booth. Thank you for hanging out with us. Got some Monday motivation. Listen, maybe this Monday is extra hard on you today because last week you started a new job. You're starting something new and things aren't going well. Mm-hmm. You've already experienced some failure. You're thinking about quitting.
Aww.
So this message is for you right here. Just go back home.
Don't do that.
Get yourself a case of White Claws and be chilling.
Actually, that sounds pretty great. Hey,
moving right along. Moving right along with the show. No, just like, listen, if you're experiencing early challenges and failures in your career, don't be discouraged by it. Instead, be encouraged because it will become your competitive advantage over people that have not experienced setbacks. That eventually are gonna experience them, but they won't know how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now better prepared to deal with situations that don't go as planned. And this is backed up by a study I just found. It says this: among those who failed early, 10% of them completely gave up, but the 90% that continued and stuck it out had significantly better results later in life compared to peers that had it easy.
Oh, wow.
And had early success.
Well, that's just it. You're going to fail, you know? I can't even tell you how many times I've failed in life, but also in career. And I feel like it's just made me a stronger person. You got to just kind of push through it.
And also value and question, do I really want this career mm-hmm. path? And if you do, it's going to make you want it more and work harder, right?
Definitely.
So good stuff. Thank you for sharing that, Chels. All right, guys, coming up next, we got our weekend recaps for you. Hopefully you had a great weekend. It's beautiful weather in SoCal, man. My nephews busted the nastiest prank on me this weekend.
Oh, shoot.
And it was nasty and tasteless because they used my 2-year-old daughter, Ariela, for the prank.
She, yes. She was in on it, huh?
I'll tell you about it coming up next. Also, Chelsea's got an awesome weekend recap because she got blindsided by her friend's new husband when he confessed something shocking to her mm-hmm. about his past. Details coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
This weekend, I finally understood. Do you remember like growing up and you have your parents tell you like, hey, I don't want you hanging out with that cousin anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand why. Like, my nephews did something with my 2-year-old daughter, Ariela, and they pranked me nasty this weekend, yo. I'll get to that in a second. Hopefully you had a great weekend. And by the way, before I get into that, thank you to the many of you that send me Instagram messages at Edgar Isotello. Appreciate the love, the encouraging words, the prayers you've been sending in from my dad, who we just discovered has cancer in his bladder. Friday, he had a surgical procedure that went well, thank God. And this will help us find out more information as to what's the best plan of attack mm-hmm. to beat cancer in his body, right? So he came home on Friday. He's doing well, thank God. So this leads into Saturday morning. The whole family, my brothers, my niece, my nephews, my family, we go over to my parents' house in Riverside to have breakfast with them, hang out, have a backyard picnic. We're having a great time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But meantime, my nephews, Eddie and Georgie, one's 24, the other one's 15, are playing with my daughter, Ariela, who's 2 years of age. And they're just hanging out for like 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
And they're just having fun. They're playing this and that. The whole time, they were prepping her to prank me. And I had no idea until last night. We're sitting there watching the Dodger game, right?
I knew it was going to have something to do with
in Dodgers. Bed.
Because they're Angels fans, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Eddie and Georgie are Angel fans. And you already know me, man. Hardcore Dodger fan. Ariela's been chanting Dodgers since last year when we took her to a game. She picked up the Let's Go Dodgers chant. And we're sitting there, and Dodgers are rallying in the sixth inning, coming from behind, scoring 7 runs. By the way, Dodgers won. And I'm going crazy. I'm like, yeah, let's go, Dodgers. And I'm expecting my daughter, Ariela, to kick in with me because she loves that chant. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
The angels.
Did you hear that?
I sure did.
The angels.
What?
Little angels.
No, bebé. Who told you angels?
Angels again, Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah.
At least she ratted out her
cousin. She totally ratted out.
She said, oh, Eddie told me go angels.
Your primo?
Yeah.
It's Dodgers, okay?
Like a Dodgers.
Yes. Good job, bebé. Ha ha, sucker, Eddie.
The Dodgers and a kiss.
Te amo.
And then she gave me
a
kiss.
I was like, what was the last thing she said?
She said, I love you, and then a kiss.
Oh, she's so cute.
She knows she did wrong.
Man, when she grows up, when she grows up and she's a teenager, I'm so curious.
Eddie and Georgie tried to get me, man. She said, let's go, Angels. I was like, kill me? I literally so shut down, man. Let's go, Dodgers. We're one win away today, 3:40 p.m., to continue on in the playoffs, baby. Coming up next, we got Chelsea's recap. This is a crazy story, Chelsea. So Chelsea was blindsided by her friend's new husband when he confessed something shocking about his past that involves Chelsea.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
It's going to be another gorgeous day today. Basically, copy-paste the weekend into today. Chelsea had an interesting encounter this weekend with her friend's new husband. Woo! Now, I want to clarify something. It's not like new husband, like she's just like going through them like french fries.
Oh, my gosh.
And another one. This is her first, right?
Yeah, her first.
But they just recently got married.
They got married like 3 weeks ago. I was at the wedding up in like San Francisco, Sonoma area. So, yeah, and they've been together for 10 years. So it was like a long time coming. Wow. Everyone was just like, finally, you guys got married.
But a decade.
I feel like it's. I've always wanted to have a friend with a boat. And listen, this is real talk. And on Friday night, my friend texts me and they just bought this sailboat.
Yeah.
So they're like, come up to the marina this weekend on Saturday. We're going to spend the whole day on this new sailboat of theirs. Amazing. And it was like such an amazing day. It was so good to see them since the wedding. So we were like recapping the wedding. We were drinking rosé. The weather was perfect. Yes. We hired like a captain to come out and we were literally living our best like luxe life.
Yes.
Relaxing.
Get it, Chels.
And all of a sudden, we're like sitting there and my friend's husband says, I have to confess something to you.
And the husband?
Like, yes.
And I was like, were you guys alone like on a... like a Titanic moment by the edge of the boat?
Kind of a Titanic moment. Like, we were all sitting there at the edge of the boat, but, like, she was there. The wife was there, too.
Oh, okay.
And there's a couple of us just hanging out. And he's like, I have to confess something to you. Mm-hmm. I didn't like you when we first met.
And then he proceeded to push you off the boat.
And I was like, excuse me? I, like, think I spit out my rosé. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, when we first met, like, I just felt like... so defensive around you because I could tell you were super overprotective of Dina. And honestly, the funny thing about it is that like I openly talk about how I didn't really like him when we first met because I was he kind of, you know, and he wasn't awful to her, but he definitely like didn't appreciate her for who she was when they first started dating and
he
made some mistakes.
Douche. Exactly. Yeah, bottom line.
And
yeah.
So I was super overprotective. I like didn't really want them to be together, but I was supportive of her. Yeah. And so I like jokingly talk about how it was only like probably a few years ago. Finally, I was like, okay, like yeah. You've won me over. But what? It was funny because we bonded over that and he was like, yeah, I felt like I had to like prove myself to you and yeah. I like didn't want to. And he's like, and then he's like, you know, that one day in Venice when we all met up, you finally won me over. And I was like, same. And so it was just this like funny conversation.
Chelsea's like, interesting. You won me over when I found out you owned a boat.
Yeah.
Interesting concept. I will say this, and before we wrap this up, Chelsea, and a lot of girls listening to you right now know what it's like to be that overprotective friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your guard up for your friend who's probably been hurt in the past.
Definitely.
And here comes this dirtbag. And she's all into him, but you see the truth.
Exactly.
She's blinded by whatever. Love, lust, a boat, whatever.
Yeah, boat.
So you're trying to be there and be that guard mm-hmm. for her. But I will say this. Just recently, you told me that one of your best friends who started dating somebody,
mm-hmm.
you really didn't like him either.
Yeah.
And you're very vocal about that.
Uh-huh.
Do you automatically not like new dudes that your friends are hanging out with?
Not at all, to be okay. honest. Like, I actually feel like I'm not that hard to win over. It's more, I just know how amazing my friends are and how yeah. great, they're such great catches. And when there a guy doesn't realize that right away, that's what upsets me. And so that makes me instantly put my guard up and be like, well, why don't you think my friend's the best? Why do you want to be with her? You know?
Yeah.
So that's it. That's
well,
just
I don't
it,
want
really.
To treat her with respect.
Exactly.
And the guy goes, because I got a boat.
Yeah.
Well. He's like, okay.
Now it's their boat, though, together.
Get it, Chelsea! 97.1 Amp Radio. Commercial free all day today. Sold out. Tickets that we can't survive. All day.
The Chelsea Report.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are officially the sneakiest couple ever. They just welcomed their third child, so congrats to them.
Why was she pregnant?
Exactly. And I guess the baby's been born for 2 months now.
They didn't have a surrogate, Chelsea?
No.
Wow.
No, and actually, like, we did know that Blake was pregnant. They never spoke on it, but she showed up to a premiere carpet so many months ago with a little bit of a bump. Still didn't talk about it, but still, the fact that they have kept it a secret is, like, unheard of in Hollywood.
Good for them, though, you know, to be able to do that. And congratulations on the baby. Chelsea, I do have a question for you.
What?
If they were single, would you choose Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds?
Gosling. Hands down.
No way.
I love Ryan Gosling. Okay. I have such a crush on him.
Good times.
How about you? I just need to ask you the question now.
Reynolds.
You would? Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like he's a guy's guy.
I think I have a better chance with him than with Gosling. Too many people are going after Gosling. You feel me? I go for the underdog.
Yeah. Lil Nas X and Cardi B are being sued, and it has to do with their song Rodeo. It's their collaboration that's on Lil Nas X's album. So the lawsuit was brought on by two Atlanta producers who say it sounds very similar to their song Broad Day. So let's do some comparing.
Okay.
This is fun. So here is Lil Nas X and Cardi B's Rodeo. There it is. Okay. Feel it. Good song. Okay, so now here is Brandon Lee's song called Broad Day. It's like the similar instruments are used, chord progression, drum beats are the same. It sounds a lot alike.
And even the delivery and the sound of like them being underwater sounds the same. You feel me? Like, you even pick that up. Like,
absolutely.
It sounds like very groggy, you know?
We don't know how Lil Nas would have gotten a hold of the song, but apparently I'm hearing that Brandon's was performed, published, and distributed widely in and around the Atlanta hip-hop scene. So it's a fairly well-known song.
Yeah.
Okay. So there it is. So we'll see what happens on with that whole thing.
Sounds like Brandon's about to get paid.
Oof, right?
Get it, bro.
Oof. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to drop the top five most streamed songs in L.A. Also, we have more sold out tickets to We Can't Survive the Party with Taylor Swift, Jonas Brothers, who were just in the OC this weekend. Mm-hmm. We got Lizzo performing, Camila Cabello, Becky G, and many more. All right, stay tuned for your chance to win. All this week and all day today, we're hooking you up with more sold out We Can't Survive tickets. We're only 2 weeks away. Can't wait to hook you up with these tickets, all right? Edgar and Chelsea hanging out with you right now. If you think about it, it's basically impossible to protect yourself from getting scammed nowadays.
Oh, yeah. And my phone's been ringing nonstop since all of those info leaks.
You were a part of the credit score one, right, Chelsea?
Yeah.
They're supposed to send you a check, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody gotten their check on that?
Definitely
anybody?
Not. No. So that's fun.
So check out this new nasty money scam that has been going down recently here in SoCal, specifically in the Hollywood area and around LA. So actually, it's going on with Uber and Lyft drivers, but the scammers are targeting the drivers, okay? So what's going down, according to the LAPD, is this. When the driver arrives to pick up a scammer, obviously they have no idea it's a scammer. The scammer enters the vehicle, and then they say that their destination has changed. Then the scammer claims that their phone all of a sudden is out of battery. It's dead. And asks to borrow the driver's phone to plug in the address of where they're going, which the scammer then uses to transfer money from the driver's rideshare app to their bank account.
Oh my gosh.
Or a secret bank account.
There's a lot of steps to this.
Yeah. The scammer then leaves the car saying, hey, I actually don't need a ride anymore. And then leaves. So this is going down the last several weeks here in Hollywood and surrounding areas. And that sucks for the drivers because they're just trying to be nice to you and say, yeah, sure, your phone's dead. Let me help you out. Here's my phone. I think in the future now, drivers just need to say, hey, I have a phone charger.
Well, that's the thing.
You want to plug
it
in?
Most do these days. Like, yeah. I feel like they've helped me out so many times. They all, like, pretty much, I would say 9 times out of 10, yeah, the drivers will have extra chargers. So, even more of a reason to make sure you have one.
So, be careful out there, all the Uber, Lyft drivers, rideshare drivers, man. Hey, just for fun, what's your Uber rating as a passenger? Mm. You guys want to check real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, who do you think has the lowest one out of the whole crew? Chelsea, what are you coming in at right now?
So I'm 4.8.
That's really good.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah,
out of 5, by the way. For those of people who are like, out of 10, that sucks. No, it's out of 5.
I like to have conversations with my Uber drivers. Ask them how their day is. You don't know.
I think it helps it. Because I like to have conversations, but I think it helps that you're a cute girl.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Like, why is this guy talking to me? I have a 4.44.
What?
Ooh, that's horrid.
I don't know why.
Edgar motivates. Why you gotta start motivating your Uber drivers?
I need to start motivating myself to be a better rider, yo.
Do you take it a lot, though?
What's that?
Do you take Uber a lot?
No, not that
maybe
often.
Maybe that's why, too. Like, I feel like I take Uber at least a couple times a day, depending. So maybe you're just, it's based on not very many rides.
I don't know what it
is.
It
has to be.
If anybody knows how I can get a better ride, score, please help me out.
Do you tip?
Text me 877-971-HITS. Only if they're nice.
Okay. Well, maybe you should tip more.
Maybe that's what it is, right? Yeah. And Mini Mix coming up next. Let's go.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Perfect for the Halloween season. Your chance to win 4 tickets to the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor by guessing the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics, okay? Do not get swayed by the beat. That's a different song. Tickets now on sale at queenmary.com. But Shyla from Downey is trying to beat DJ Majestic this morning. Good morning, Shyla.
Woo! Good morning! Oh, we're going to beat you, DJ.
Okay,
she's coming
in strong.
Yeah, that was hype.
She's rolling deep, bro. She's got a cheering squad,
above. We're rolling 5 deep, ready for school.
Oh, you need to get this then, for sure.
Get that edumacation on.
Edumacation. Just like DJ Majestic last week had a strategy to beat everybody. All right, Shyla and the crew, hang tight. We got Giselle from Ventura on the line. If you don't guess correctly, Giselle automatically would jack your 4 tickets. Giselle, what do you want to say to Shyla and her crew?
Good morning, Shyla. I'm wishing you luck. If you don't win, you know there's someone else that's waiting for those tickets, but good luck.
Max. Oh, no!
That was a really polite way to say, I hope you lose. That was really nice, Giselle. All right, Shyla.
Right?
Get ready, Shyla and the crew. Here we go. What's the name of the song? Based only on the lyrics. Here we go.
I don't know if you could tag it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in the sweat just like a
Rihanna! Oh, Rihanna! Oh, my God.
Can I get like this? I can't be wrong.
I got this.
What song is he, right?
Things that I'm gonna do.
What song?
Alright, damn, DJ Majestic took out the hook.
Told y'all.
Took out the name.
I know it's from Rihanna. I know it's Rihanna.
Okay, you got.
Oh my gosh.
You got 3 seconds to tell us the name of the song. You gotta know the name.
Oh my gosh.
2.
Flood cakes.
What?
I don't know.
Oh!
Where's your backup when you need them? Come on.
Shyla, I'm so sorry. DJ Majestic, the name of the song is?
Wild Thoughts. I thought you had it.
Damn. Giselle from Ventura, congratulations.
That hurts on a Monday.
You just jacked Shyla and her crew. 4 tickets to the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. Congratulations, Giselle.
Thank you. Thank you, Shyla.
Nice.
She said, thank you, DJ Majestic. Congrats. You're back on the board with the W, bro.
It feels good to be on a winning streak again. I like this feeling.
Winning streak.
It's just one. Just one. Sorry. Right.
Feels good.
No streak.
The Chelsea Report.
Travis Scott has finally broken his silence on the rumors he cheated on Kylie. So over the weekend, he went on Instagram and wrote, "It's really affecting when you see false things about you. Once again, these false stories about me cheating are just simply not true. Focusing on life, music, and family at this moment is what's for real." In case you missed it, they announced their breakup last week. It was kind of, we talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Shortly after the announcement, we started hearing rumors that Travis cheating was the reason why they broke up. And allegedly, he was cheating with a woman who he's known for a long time. But she actually also set the record straight on her Instagram. She wrote that the rumors are false, and she said, please stop spreading lies and leave him, okay, her and I alone, because it's affecting real lives. Thank you.
And she's like, and also click follow. Thanks.
Oof, right?
But yeah. Listen, at the end of the day, only Travis knows the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If he's cheating on her or not. That's the bottom line.
I hope not.
Now, wasn't there a time a few months ago where Travis postponed his tour or had to leave a concert because of some drama that had happened in his DMs?
Yeah, I think.
And he came back to LA, to Calabasas, to like kind of situate things with Kylie. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, of course. He canceled a show. He flew back here. Apparently, she found something in his phone. I don't know if it was DMs for sure. But yeah, he came back here. I think that was him proving, hey, look, I'm here for you.
Right.
And this didn't happen. So
right.
It seems like, and what we've heard since the breakup is that they've been working on things for a long time. Mm. It just hasn't been working out. So, you know, they say that they potentially might still get back together, but only time will tell.
Wish them the best, man. Whatever's mm-hmm. best for their beautiful daughter as well, to be around a good environment. You feel me? Grow
Absolutely.
Up in that good environment.
Yep. So Miley Cyrus yeah. has moved on. It looks like she's currently dating Australian singer Cody Simpson.
All right. Okay, Miley.
The two have been spotted all around town making out, packing on the PDA. They've been friends for a long time. They're even rumored to date back in the day. Photos of her and Cody making out at this Breakfast Bowls place in West Hollywood showed up on TMZ, and I love this. Miley responded to him and wrote, can a girl not get an acai bowl and a morning makeout session in peace? I love her so much.
Sounds like she went up there and ordered that.
Oh, yeah.
Acai bowl and a makeout session on the side, please.
And then she also spoke out about, and this is pretty serious, because she said ever since, you know, her and Liam broke up,
right.
and then she was dating Caitlyn for a little bit, she said she's been getting slut-shamed, and it's really upsetting to her. And she posted this this lengthy post saying, look, men, especially successful ones, are rarely slut-shamed. They move on from one beautiful young woman to the next. Most times without consequences, they are usually referred to as legends, heartthrobs, G, ladies man, etc., where women are called sluts, whores. I'm trying to just thrive, survive in a man's world. If we can't beat him, join him. And then she also said, she's like, I understand people are invested in my love life. She's
right.
like, but look, this is my new reality. I'm going to be out there dating and I need to accept that. So
right
on to Miley. I love her so much, and I love that she's speaking out on this topic because I think it's really important.
And listen, at the end of the day, you that are listening have been through a big breakup in the past or know friends that have been through a big one. People react differently on how they're going to cope with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may think what the best way to cope is, hey, take a break, take some time for yourself, heal, whatever it is. But for now, she thinks this is what's best for her, and who are we to judge?
Miley's just being Miley. Let her be Miley.
I love it.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, guys, you're commercial free all day today. Also, huge announcement right here. More sold-out tickets to We Can't Survive coming up next. We're going to hook you up with a chance to win before 8:30 in the morning. So at any moment, stay tuned. And coming up at about 8:05, get ready for this. Last week, you recommended that our girl Chelsea should get a camera in her room because she has suspicions that her roommate walks into her room when she's not there. Well, guess what? Friday after the show, Chelsea got an alert on her phone from her camera letting her know somebody had walked in. She showed us the video, and sure enough, her roommate was inside her room when she wasn't there. Details coming up next. Can you imagine this happening to you? You install a camera inside your room because you think your roommate may be sneaking in when you're not there. And all of a sudden, you get a notification on your phone from that camera app. You open it up, and there's your roommate
in live time
walking around in your room when you're not there. What do you do? This just happened to Chelsea on Friday after the show. You actually gave her the advice, majority of you, to get this camera because 2 weeks ago when Chelsea stayed home sick, her roommate had no idea Chelsea didn't go to work. She walked into your room, Chelsea.
Yeah, I was laying in bed, and she walked in very confidently, like she'd done it before a million times, and was so surprised to see me still laying in bed and kind of got flustered and was like, I'm just looking for some Tylenol. Do you have Tylenol?
Even though you guys both share a bathroom that's outside of your bedroom, and the medicine's all in the, guess what, guys? Medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
All right, Chelsea, so what does she do inside your room? Before we ask our AMP listeners, what should Chelsea do next?
So the door was completely shut. I made sure to shut it. So she full on, it's not like it was cracked open and she just kind of, you know, moseyed in. It was like fully closed. She opens my bedroom door And she walks into my room, into the middle of it. It looked like she had something in her hand, like a box of some sort.
Like a green box. I've never seen it.
And then she just stood in the middle of my room and like kind of scanned it. Like she was looking for something. It was very bizarre. Like she just stood there and was literally looking around the room. But then the worst part about it is that the video ended. Like, it only captured 12 seconds.
No! That's when you go for the full package, Chelsea. You get the economy.
Yeah, I mean, this is my new camera, so I don't know all the details with it yet. Now I know it only captures 12 seconds. So, but what I, like, initially when I saw it, I was like, okay, I know her mom was, like, coming into town, and I'm guessing she was probably, like, cleaning. And so I was like, I think that maybe those boxes were, like, something I'd gotten in the mail. And sure enough, when I did get home, like, those boxes were sitting on my bed. So I know, I mean, that was her plan to come into the room and put the boxes or my mail.
Has she ever delivered a package inside your room ever before?
Not necessarily, but I will say, like, there have been maybe one or two times when I was out of town and she put my laundry on my bed. So that's the only other time she's like, I've known for sure she's entered my room when I haven't been there.
I saw the video, and at first I'm like, oh my gosh, this girl's totally looking around. She was looking for something specific.
That's what was weird.
That's
about
what
it.
I felt it Same. Was like. Like, she went in there saying, I need to grab X thing, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, and she was trying to find it, but she was having a difficult time because, let's be honest, Chelsea, your bedroom was a disaster.
It was pretty messy.
It's legit like a tornado went through it. So I don't know if she was snooping around or she was shook. Like, what the
it
hell?
Wasn't that bad.
What is up with my roommate? She thinks you're the weird one.
No. Whatever.
What should Chelsea do next? Is it time to sit down with her roommate and talk to her about her walking into Chelsea's room with this one receipt? Hey, I have this video. 877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or text. 877-971-HITS. What should Chelsea do next? I'd say no. I'd say hold on some more.
Yeah.
Because maybe she just did go in there to drop off that package. Mm-hmm. And now if you bring it up, you're going to miss out on really catching her doing something crazy in your room.
So you still think she's going to do something crazy in your room? Okay.
Guaranteed.
Really?
I am so convinced that she goes into your room when you're not there. On the regular.
Okay.
You still have your camera up, right?
Uh-huh. Sure do.
But we'll find out what our app listeners have to say. I'm sure they've had a situation like this in the past as well. 877-971-HITS. Come up with your calls next. Cynthia from Tustin Ranch, what would you do in Chelsea's situation? What do you do next?
I would wait, like you said, and get some more video and try and catch her doing something else.
Okay.
Has this ever happened to you, Cynthia?
Oh, this happened to me where my roommate had friends over late, and I didn't have the master bathroom, and they used my bathroom and my toothbrush. I was pissed.
That is so disturbing. But how did you find out? Just because the bristles were wet?
Yes, the next morning. And they were all passed out on the living room floor. And I ended up getting up at, like, I think it was like 7. And I just started vacuuming around everybody.
That's great.
Good payback. Good payback, because you know they were hungover.
Cynthia got them good.
Yeah.
Cynthia, wow, that's crazy that they use your toothbrush. And Tamara, I think, had a situation like this. Didn't you have a roommate that would fart on pillows and then people would get pink eye?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That's a fact, right, Tamara?
It's a fact. That's so gross. I can't even.
So if Chelsea
that's
ever horrible. Comes in with pink eye, we
oh
know why.
Oh, my gosh. Don't jinx me right now. Come on.
Cynthia, thank you for calling in. Love you. Bye.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Miguelito from Oxnard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bro, what should Chelsea do next with a roommate, bro?
It has to be a line of communication. You got to set your foot down on what you want, girl.
So I need to, like, sit her down and be like, look, I know you've been coming in my room. You put the packages down, my laundry before, and this can't be happening. The only thing is, like, is that petty? Yeah. You know what I mean? It feels
Why
like
is
I need.
It petty?
I don't
it's
know.
It's your room. You know?
Miguel's thinking just logically. Like, no emotions, no feelings. Yep. Look, just tell her you don't want her in your room anymore.
Yeah.
Period.
Say you got something in there, someone in there, and she walks in and,
Yeah, it's definitely like the responsible thing to do is have that conversation. So, okay.
Because there have been times where you left a dude there before, right, Chelsea? And you've come to work.
Sure, yeah.
Did they tell you they saw anything fishy?
You know what's funny? Now that we bring this up, I do remember one guy I dated told me that she walked in at one point. I totally forgot about that.
Chelsea, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God, I totally forgot.
Oh, she in your room, girl.
You need to wrap
I
this
totally
up.
I totally forgot about that until just now.
Yo, you have the lease. Yeah. You need to wrap this shiznit up, girl. Miguel, appreciate you calling in, bro.
That's funny.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Later. Chelsea, can't believe you forgot about that.
I know. Me either.
I know you probably want to forget about that guy.
Exactly.
All right, what are you going to do, though? For real, Chelsea.
It's so hard because, like I said, I don't want to be petty. I just ordered an SD card on Amazon. Because here's my thing. Like, first off, I hate confrontation. I'm just going to say that. And second, like, I think I do want to see if there is some. I'm curious now. It's okay. Like, is she going to do something else? Like, I mean, don't want to know, but kind of want to know situation. So I think I'm going to follow this out, get the SD card, see what happens. And then, because I think at the end of the day, if it is, there's something weird going on, maybe my decision's more like, I need to move. Like, maybe it's something bigger than that.
You need to kick her out, yeah. Or change your identity.
I don't know.
All right, cool. The SD card obviously is a memory card, if you didn't know, to get more video
footage,
out of it and more footage. So we'll keep you updated on the Roomie spy cam gate situation.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Brand new week, full new opportunities to go out there and get them. It's going to be a gorgeous day again. Copy paste the weekend for your SoCal beautiful weather. Now, if this weekend you actually caught the new Joker movie, you helped it break an all-time record.
Yeah, it definitely it broke the record in October, I believe. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So the highest made the most money in October, $93.5 million.
That is huge, mm-hmm. right there. Now, a lot of people though are not happy and putting in complaints about the movie.
Yeah, so on social media this weekend there was a ton of tweets and people just posting saying that they stormed out of the theater, saying it was too disturbing, triggering, people were disturbed. And and I think the big thing is they say that it glamorized gun violence and mental health. And going into it, I mean, there were warnings, like the FBI even warned law enforcement ahead of the movie's Thursday night premiere, saying there had already been threats to movie theaters. And so it's been very controversial, this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking here on the news. North Carolina teen accused of threatening a shoot-up at the AMC theater based on this movie. All kinds of threats happened this weekend, unfortunately. Now, it does show it's really about the Joker and how he becomes the Joker, really, right? And how people treated him. And I asked my nephew about this. He's 24 years of age. He saw it. And I was like, yo, man, do you agree that it's promoting, you know, mass shootings and things of that sort and kind of glorifying them? Mm-hmm. And he said to me, you know, he's like, I see how people could take it that way, especially coming off of the 2012 mass shooting that happened at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, with a guy dressed up, basically inspired by the Joker. Remember he had his hair, he was all orange and whatnot?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
So, even that theater didn't show the Joker, obviously, this weekend. So my nephew said, yes, I could see it that way. He's like, but I chose to see it as, after seeing that movie, I was like, yo, man, how we treat people impacts how they become and what kind of person they become in life.
Yeah.
Yes, they have the free will at times, but then you have mental health issues also that get involved. But he's like, what it inspired me to do is like, yo, I need to be aware that I treat people with respect and love and kindness so that I don't in any way, shape, or form contribute to somebody getting filled up with hate because I bully them or I discriminate them or treat them differently because of the way they look or the race or ethnicity, whatever it is. So I thought that was an interesting way that the nephew saw it, right?
Really
my nephew
positive.
Saw it like in a positive way, like, yo, don't treat people wrong. But I could see also the flip side of that, how this could be promoting and you could watch this and feel like, yo, that could be me.
Well, it's so dependent to what's going on right now in this climate, you know, and so everyone is very sensitive to it.
At the end of the day, do you feel movies can influence people?
You know, I do. I really do. I think you can become desensitized to certain things. I think that's similar also I don't want to like blame video games or anything, but I think that there is a thing of becoming desensitized to seeing certain things.
Or just media also.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you seen, unfortunately, we get alerts, another mass shooting per se. And then there's times it's like, let's be honest, like three people or five people, you're like, oh, I guess it's not as bad as 20 people.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. There's been times where you sit there and you're like, and that's sad because any life taken is terrible, right? But it just sucks how we become so desensitized because we're seeing it so often. Mm-hmm. So I would just encourage, man, for people to treat each other kindly. I love the spin that my nephew Eddie put on it.
Me too.
And let's definitely go with that. Mm-hmm. Let's treat each other with kindness and with love and respect each other for sure.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Major drama went down at a Bellflower Jack in the Crack. And the video's now gone viral We have the hilarious audio for you, but I want you to decide whose side are you on? Who's in the wrong? The frustrated customer or the new drive-through employee? Apparently, she's just been on the job for a few days, okay? So let me give you some context before I play the audio. So the dude that captured the video was two cars back from the pickup window in the drive-thru, right? And he was frustrated at the drive-thru employee because the wait time was ridiculous. The line was not moving whatsoever. And in the video, it shows the drive-thru employee actually holding hands with the customer at the drive-thru window, the car that was right in front of her, laughing and just talking about life.
Oh my gosh.
Okay? So he started like, yo, what's up with the food? Here's the audio.
Yo! What?
Excuse me?
What's going on with the food? Sorry, I'm having
to... What am I doing? I'm correcting my order. I'm not going to be rude. I'm not going to take your order.
What the f***? I already made an order. What are you talking about?
I'm going to be rude. I'm not going to take your order.
Well, hold on. Take my...
You can go ahead and leave. I'm not taking your order.
Are you a manager?
I mean, I get his frustration.
So she said, hey, I'm correcting an order. Chill out. And then she's like, if you don't behave, basically, I'm not going to take your order.
If you don't behave. That's actually hilarious.
And that's when homeboy goes, you already took my order. I'm just waiting in line to get my food. And, you know, for those of you that have been hangry before, you know what that's like. And that's the reason why you go to a Jack in the Crack, because you want fast
food. Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth.
So, Chels, whose side are you on this one?
Definitely on his side. He probably was in a rush. He was hungry. So, yeah, hangry. And I think... he wanted his service, and she was delaying it. Like, I hate when people make you wait. You know what I mean? Well, I hate, like, something like that. Like, she's just, it's like, she kind of made it about her and her, like, her making better with this person. But at the end of the day, she's got a whole line of people.
See it from her side, okay? She's a new employee. She messed up, according to her, on this order. She's trying to make it good, making sure the customer's good. Hey, sorry I messed up on your order. Holding hands, making sure they're good. And then trying to, you know, end it on a positive and laughing, talking about life.
Yeah, but, like, make it good quick. You know, like you can do that real quick in seconds.
Or tell him, hey, can you park to the side? I'll go hang out and hug you in a little bit.
There you go.
All right. So unfortunately, we do have an update on the story.
Oh, really?
The manager found out about us, and she's no longer at that Jack in the Crack.
Good. Knew it. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Damn, you guys are mean. Good that somebody lost their job?
No, but I mean, we understand.
Yeah, I get it.
And it, not because she was holding hands with a customer, because of the way she treated the other dude. Yeah. It's like, if you don't behave, I'm going to put you on timeout.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.